I'm going to play you, because what we usually do, my 5-minute show, my 15-minute show, the famous half hour after hours version, I do want to recommend as my book of the week, Pat Reardon's. And I'm gonna say it. It's really an amazing book. I mean, he's 11 years and he's done all the research you could ever ask of an author, and has turned in this book. I'll read this again to you for those of you who didn't hear it. Until now, no book has been written about the impact of the elevated loop on Chicago and on the city's development, on the city as a physical place and as an idea. That is the subject of this book. The Loop is a biography of a structure that has shaped and saved Chicago. It tells how the elevated loop came to be, how it rooted Chicago's downtown in a way unknown in other cities. He was just talking about that. How it played an important role in unifying the schizophrenic, three-sided city, and how it protected Chicago's downtown and the city itself from the full effects of the suburbanization of America during the second half of the 20th century. There must be some of you out there who remember about the urbanization when they did the State Street Mall. Chris, are you old enough to remember the State Street Mall? You're not. She's not from Chicago, and she's not even old enough. And I know Brett is nowhere near old enough. They made a mall out of State Street, and it was just horrible. That's when I thought the Loop was dead, just going to be dead and gone. But do buy Pat's book. I'll read you some of the, I read you the cool Tim Samuelson. Tim was, he's now retired, the emeritus cultural historian for the city of Chicago. He said about this, if you're looking, I can just see Tim saying this too, if you're looking for dry transit history, buy a different book. Tim himself is a very good writer, too. But try to find the book. I mean, it's not hard to get online. If you can find a bookstore that's open, more power to you. More power to you. Let's listen, then, to... this is a song from Joni Pilato's. We were talking to Joni Pilato earlier in the show about her new CD, My Original Plan, which comes out in April, formally drops in April, as they say. But she has on YouTube now their version of another song that is on the CD. It's the title song called Do Butterflies Cry. You can see it if you want to on YouTube. But now, due to Krista Flores, you can listen to it here.
Butterfly with wings that span in nature's diagram. She tries to blend between the sun and land, and then gently kisses my right hand. Born to fly, my friendly butterfly, toward the light in graceful morning flight. So try to dance against the flower plants as you rest your wings and begin to sing. Do you sleep at night? Do you rest your wings? What is the butterfly plan? Your colors are so true, kaleidoscope of you. speak with romance. Butterfly with wings that span in nature's diagram. She tries to blend between the sun and land, and then gently kisses my right hand.
Nice work, ladies and gentlemen, from Joni Pilato. That is from her new, soon-to-be-released CD. It's called My Original Plan. It is 14 original tunes done with such incredible prose as Fareed Haq and others, and along with her, of course, love of her life, the musical genius, Bradley Parker Sparrow. Then you also heard, if you were just listening, to Pat Reardon's former colleague of mine at the Tribune. We were colleagues for 20, 30 years, and Pat left the paper and has gone on. He spent 11 years, which is a serious amount of time, working on his magisterial book. It's called The Loop, L-Tracks That Shaped and Saved Chicago. I did my best to try to read parts of it to you to give you a sense not only of Pat's skill as a researcher, but his skill with words. He's a very, very good writer. And the amount of Pat was an unbelievably diligent researcher. He would have a bunch of different colored pen, not pens, but magic markers in his pocket, and bulging. So you could, I never figured out the hieroglyphics of it all, but pink was for something and yellow was for something and green was for something, but he was a diligent reporter for many years at the, and I'm amazed to hear he still plays basketball with all these with some of his sources.